Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. I'm the A1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I delve through the archives to handpick another hour of fine Jamaican music. So turn up the volume and avert all calls as we kick off with the pioneers. Me little, but me talawa. Me little. Sydney Crooks, Jackie Robinson and George Agard, aka The Pioneers, with Me Little But Me Talawa, which was produced by Joe Gibbs and was originally released on the B-side of a very limited blank label pre-in Jamaica back in 1969, and which saw an official 7-inch re-release just last year via the Reggae Fever label, whose reissue programme is well worth checking out at their website reggaefever.ch. Meanwhile, almost 50 years on from their heyday, Sydney, Jackie and George can still be found performing at reggae festivals around the world.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
As can this next duo, the irrepressible Keith and Tex, who in recent years have been enjoying a fairly substantial revival following their initial success in the late 1960s, when they notched up a series of rocksteady and early reggae classics like Stop That Train, Tonight and Run to the Rocks. But after spending decades apart, they have reunited and have now recorded more tunes together in the last 5 years than they did in the previous 45, with their latest long player coming out just last month. And so here's a track from it titled Touch My Hand. Touch My Hand. Touch My Hand.
Come back home. your fears will slowly fade away. When you kiss my lips, my girl, you brighten up my day. So when you touch my hand,
that was Keith Rowe and Tex Dixon, aka Keith and Tex, sounding as fresh as they ever did with Touch My Hand, which you can find on their brand new album, which is titled Same Old Story and has been produced by Roberto Sanchez and was released on the Liquidator Music label on vinyl, CD and MP3 in March.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And the reason I've started off the show with a couple of veteran artists who are still touring and recording to this day is that I seem to be doing more and more tributes to the recently departed in these shows, as so many of the influential figures of Jamaican music pass on. And by the way, I've got one more coming up in a short while today too. But, which all means it's also important to celebrate these artists while they are still with us. And it was this thought that has also inspired Maccabee to pen this next tune, as he does just that, in legendary reggae icon. Legendary reggae icon.
Well, legend and legend, I'm better and I'm better on. And this one is for the reggae icon, retired from the 60s and still a go on strong. Some of the legendary reggae icon, them are the legendary reggae icon. Recording from the 60s and they still a go on strong. Legendary reggae icon. Big up Freddy, still a go on steady. Still singing songs at lightning speed. Barry Summer still a serenade the woman. Can't stop the icon and what them a go do, man. But see I just big up Marcia. Still a look great doing the most up late. What a joy. We a listen Daddy Raya the Chode. We still a listen Big Yoon Kade. Reggae icon them extraordinary. We have a big up the Wanley Perry. 80 years young just past middle age. And still a jump up and down on the stage. Are the legendary reggae icon. Some are the legendary reggae icon. Singing from the 60s and I sing new song. Legendary reggae icon. Some are the legendary reggae icon. Them are the legendary reggae icon. Recording from the 60s and them still a going strong. Legendary reggae icon. Sarah Speng to the roots man, a reggae icon. Still a tour the world and still a make new song. Burning Spear, him a one and so I German. Mighty Diamonds and the Abyssinian. The roots reggae icon from then till now, like Bonnie Wailer and Max Romeo. Others like Twinkle Brothers still in a full flow. Me dep a no show featuring the Congo. Are the legendary reggae icon. The legendary reggae icon. Singing from the 60s and I still a going strong. Legendary reggae icon. Sir Jimmy Cliff still a headline festival. Like in a circle, Toots and the Metal. Bob and the Harris and the Era Dunkley Dampin. And some of the reggae icon from the 60s them. Some of them ragga ragga, some of them smooth. Like Owen Gray and the One Ken Boat. They are from the 50s and them still a eat food. Still I get the people in a dancing mood. Me know some people a go ball. That there's an icon name where me no call. Remember the song is only 3 minutes long, so me just can't mention them all. Everybody have their favorite icon. Remember no man better than no man. Everybody have them own a vibration. And the list goes on and on. Al Campbell Connor, Campbell Liquor, Royal Capone, Willie Soar, Zero Donaldson and Johnny Osborne, Derek Harriet, Derek Morgan, still a letter for sound. Leroy Sibbles out of the Eptown. And the legendary reggae icon. Are the legendary reggae icon. Me a go do the 70s in a the next version of the legendary reggae icon. Are the legendary reggae icon. Are the legendary reggae icon. Me a go do the 70s in a the next version of the legendary reggae icon.
The inimitable Maccabee there, with a wonderful roll call in legendary reggae icon, which came out at the end of last year on an updated version of the My Conversation Rhythm, and which was produced at the Eye to Eye recording studio in Birmingham, and is available now on MP3, while you can also watch a video for it on YouTube. Meanwhile, well, I do like to wear my reggae anorak when making these shows, and so I might dispute a couple of Maccabee's choices in that tune, as I'm not aware of any records by Barris Hammond or Big Youth from the 1960s. But if anyone knows difference, then do let me know, as I'm always happy to be corrected on these matters of great importance.
Lord of mercy.
But one artist who was correctly name-checked in that last tune, as he recorded his debut single as a teenager at Studio One in the beginning of the 1960s, is Cornell Campbell, whose falsetto voice adorned such classics back in the day as Queen of the Minstrels, Stars, The Gorgon, and Boxin', and which is still as pure and sweet as it ever was, as I've got a brand new single by him now, where in the introduction he even sounds like a young Sam Cooke, as this is called My Roots Girl. My Roots Girl. Absolutely beautiful. That was the ageless Cornell Campbell with My Roots Girl, a brand new recording that was produced in Tel Aviv in Israel by Asaf and Ilan from Medtone Records, and which they released in February this year on MP3 and in a limited edition 7-inch vinyl pack, which also features a toast by Uroy, and which can only be bought direct from their websites at medtonerecords.com. So, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
Now we're going to change up the scene and step into the mid-1980s, when the dances and the music were changing. As the first half of that decade had been dominated by the rhythms of the Roots Radix, and in particular the bass and drums of Errol Flabberholt and Lincoln Stiles Scott. But with the Casio keyboard revolution of Slengtang in 1985, the traditional four-piece rhythm band was yesterday's news. But in early 1986, the Roots Radix answered back to show the young pretenders how it can be done with their own take of the tempo rhythm, which saw Flabberholt on lead vocal duties on Rum Tree. Rum Tree. That was the Roots Radix, going under the name of the Radicals, with Rum Tree, which was produced by drummer Stiles Scott and was originally released on the Roots Radix Gang label in Jamaica and the Blue Track label in the UK back in 1986, and which saw an official 7-inch reissue last year by the OHM label, where you can pick up your copy direct from their website at ohmrc.com.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And now, sadly, more news of a recent reggae passing. It has been reported that Wentworth Vanal passed away in Jamaica on the 21st of March. And although he had not been involved in the reggae business for many a decade, he had a short but illuminating career in the late 60s and early 70s, where he mainly recorded at Studio One, initially alongside Lloyd Parks in The Termites. who was so named after Wentworth noticed his piano had an infestation of the little insects. But they got over that initial problem and went on to record the full-length album Do the Rock Steady for Sir Coxon Dodd, alongside a handful of other singles, like the two I've got lined up for you now, as it's time to rub up, push up, and rave all night. Rave all night.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it!
Both Both recorded at Studio One. That was a couple of rocksteady groovers from the Termites, aka Lloyd Parks and Wentworth Vanal. As first up, you heard Rave All Night, which originally came out on the Blank Label Pre in Jamaica, and even had the labels printed up for an official 7-inch release in the UK back in 1968, but somehow got swapped at the last minute for Ken Boo's Girl I Left Behind. But it can now be found on the compilation album Sugar and Spice, which came out on the Rockashaka label in 2013. And then following that was Rub Up Push Up, which was also released on a Blank Label Pre in Jamaica, and has recently been compiled on the latest Soul Jazz Records release, Studio One Rocksteady, Volume 2.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me. You keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so, following these rocksteady recordings at Studio One, the Termites did briefly cross over into the early reggae scene, with singles like I'll Be Waiting for Lee Perry and Love Up, Kiss Up for Duke Reid. But by the end of the decade, they'd split up, and while Lloyd Parks went on to make his name as one of Jamaica's great bass players, Wentworth returned to Studio One for a handful of solo recordings in the early 1970s, including this cover version of a Curtis Mayfield pen tune called Rainbow. Rainbow, Rainbow, Rainbow.
Bring down to the scatter. Keep the same musical ambassadors getting hot and hot.
The rainbow across the sky. The rainbow across the sky. There goes the rainbow.
Was Wentworth Vanal with his version of Rainbow, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on the Studio One label back in 1972. But as far as I'm aware, that one is yet to see a CD or digital release. And not long after that recording, Wentworth retired from the music business. But his records and legacy will continue to live on. And so, speaking of Lloyd Parks earlier, let's hear one of his classic bass lines now, as we're going to head out on a version excursion with Shenley Duffus's To Be a Lover. which was produced by Lee Scratch Perry at Randy's studio and was a cover version of William Bell's Stax record I Forgot to Be a Lover, with a Jamaican version becoming a sizable hit in its own right in 1972. So much so that other producers were willing to accept a tape as a rhythm track from Scratch as part payment for money owed. Which is why over the following few years it was revived by at least three different producers, including Ainsley Folder, who hit big with Have Some Mercy by Delroy Wilson and Love in a Neighbourhood by Big Youth, while Prince Tony Robinson was credited as producer for a later toast by Trinity, and Jarl Lloyd deconstructed a rhythm for his State of the Nation address on Soldier Around the Corner. And so let's hear all five of them now in the House of Reggae's To Be a Lover Rhythm Mix.
To Be a Lover Rhythm Mix.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, if I didn't, darling, I'm sorry. Did I reach out and hold you in my loving arms? Oh, when you needed me. Now I realize that you need love too, and to spend my life making love.
I'm in misery. Have some mercy. I feel like crying. I said I feel like dying. Since you left me and gone, it seems my love can't go on. Have some mercy. Won't you have some mercy? I can't see I am down on my bending knee.
And happy people make a happy community. And happy children make a better nation. Show them little loving at the neighborhood. Sing a little loving at the neighborhood. Sing a little loving at the neighborhood. Show them that the wicked got no conscience. Singing that the wicked got no conscience. Singing out peace and love. Singing out peace and love. Singing out peace and love. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Peace and love. Singing out peace and love. God, I sing in peace and love. Show them that the wicked have no conscience. And the children, them want some mercy. See, the children, them want some love. And the people, them need more love. Peace and love. Singing out peace and love. Singing out peace and love. You should put your full trust in Jah. And see me ninja. Singing ninja. Nah, he na ninja. Nah, he na jaja. Nah, singing ninja. Singing peace and love. Singing out peace and love. Do me to the one Paul Bogle. Do na Mr. Marcus Garvey. Call George William Garvey. They must fight it for peace and love. They not singing out peace and love. They not show me when me call back.
Oh baby, have some mercy.
They not singing out peace and love. Singing out peace and love. Love and understanding and a peace and love. Happiness and joy. I sing out peace and love.
So the wicked are not so, no. They shall be like the strong, the wind drive it away. And whatever I and I do, it shall prosper neither me. I and I lack the social, not weed, and whatever I and I do, it shall prosper.
You please come back.
And I shall be like a tree that planted by rivers of water and bring forth fruit in due season.
Since you want one, since you want one,
people, we are one that people. And yet Paul Bogle struggled for his people. I know the book of food come to show you the whole truth. I would say, yeah, that black people never dare see themselves until they're back against the wall. Some will rise and some will fall. Paul Bogle struggled for his people. Marcus Garvey tell you about the tribulation. I know the book of roots come to show you the whole truth. And let me tell you about the roots. Not the truth, let me tell you about the roots. Yeah, say so make a step, not the dread, make a step. I make a step, righteous man, make a step. Say hold fast and never let go. Sing it, hold fast and never let go. Yeah, it's a fool sentence that there's no God. Fool and corrupted are they.
Since you are born again, everything I do. Since you are born.
Mommy say me tell you about George William Garvey. Mommy say me tell you about the Paul Bogle. Man that fight for his people. I know the book of roads come to show the world the truth. I will tell you, Ja, mighty Jah. My father before I father, before I father. Even till I am old, the man that really live up unto Jah. Said he shall live out forever and forever. Some man will say the 12 of never. But I man say, forever Jah say I would play. Then that the righteous live up. Shouldn't that the dread never give up. Yeah, never give up a fight, I would say. But yet just say, if you write and a pen, you cut it off, I would tell you.
Yeah, Rasta Rama.
Aye.
What a whole lot of version of this I really my gonna see.
Just turn to the vibes
now, right now, me I go turn on Aya. Aya, with the Mark.
You know you are man. Soldier round the corner, soldier round the corner. Curfew on,
tell you
a curfew
down your bucket. Say no bother we no joking. Soldier round the corner. Soldier round the corner. A curfew on. A curfew on. They must stop you down there. They must stop you up there. A teenager. They must stop you down there. They must stop you up there. Put down your bucket. No bother with no jockey. Man say you got to put down your bucket. Man say no bother with no jockey. No jockey. No jockey. Cause a jockey say no lucky. Soldier round the corner. A soldier round the corner. Till you jack. A curfew on. A curfew on. Till you. Man say you got to put on your bucket, you know. You got to put on your bucket, I think. Cause a soldier round the corner. And look at that. Hey. He dread down a Babylon. He dread down a Babylon. We say it off out the earth. We say it off out the earth. Soldier round the corner. A soldier round the corner.
A classic bass and drum led rhythm there. As from the top you heard Shenley Duffus with To Be a Lover, which was produced by Lee Perry and originally came out on the Upsetter labels in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1972. And then that was followed up by Delroy Wilson with Have Some Mercy, which credited Ainsley Folder as its producer on its release on the DJ label in Jamaica and the Cactus label in the UK in 1974. As was Big Use Love in a Neighbourhood, which also came out on the DJ label. And then we jump forward to 1977 to hear Trinity with A Book of Roots, which saw Prince Tony Robinson take production credit on its release on a TR Groovemaster label in Jamaica. And then we ended up with Pat Francis, aka Jarl Lloyd's own Deconstruction, with Soldier Around the Corner, that he voiced and released on his own Team label in Jamaica and a Dip label in the UK in 1974.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now we're coming back up to date again here in the House of Reggae with a track from the brand new album by Christine Elisa.
Christine Elisa. Christine
Elisa. Who over the years has recorded both gospel and reggae tunes. But her latest release is strictly Roots and Culture, as it's been produced by Rory Gilligan, the man behind Jar 9's debut album. And on this one, he has brought together some of the best musicians in Jamaica to record original rhythms to complement Christine's warm and soaring voice. As you can hear in this one, called Valley Song.
Valley Song, Valley Song, Valley Song.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet the whole land to the Jesus Christ, who at least they reveal himself in the personality of our pure majesty and brightness and outside of first. Chop, Rastafari.
Many times I've walked across the same road, must have been lost. My eye a prey to fancy things dangled by society. Far away your presence seems to be, till you show you are right next to me. Ja, ja, guide me, hear my song, my
That was Christine Elisa with Valley Song, which was produced by Rory Gilligan and is taken from her brand new album titled Songs from Zion, which was released on Rory's Black Double label on CD and MP3 in February and is a really strong selection of modern roots and dub. So, why not?
Check it out.
But now, let's step back in time to the original queen of reggae, the majestic Marcia Griffiths.
Marcia Griffiths. Marcia
Griffiths. Who, of course, made a name at Studio One back in the 1960s with many songs that were written for her by Bob Andy, including the one I got lined up for you now, which sees Marcia in defiant mood, with Working to the Top, a.k.a. My Ambition.
My Ambition.
People, get it ready, because I'm coming on strong, 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 strong.
I better rise up working again, oh Lord. I better try to make my name, oh Lord. If you see me rising on top, it's cause I work, 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 I don't stop. My ambition keeps driving.
Well, I thought I'd add a DJ version to that one as well, as that was Count Michuki with Dr. Zappa 2, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and originally came out on a blank label pre in Jamaica and the Bamboo label in the UK back in 1969, and can now be found on the compilation album Sound Dimension, Jamaica Soul Shake Volume 1 on Soul Jazz Records. And then before that was Marcia Griffiths, of course, with Working to the Top, aka My Ambition, which originally appeared on a Studio One 7-inch in Jamaica and also the Bamboo label in the UK, where it was miscredited to Norma Fraser. And once again, the Soul Jazz label have compiled it, this time on Studio One Rocksteady.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now, for my final tune for today, we revisit the Reggae Fever reissue program to hear Clive Hilton's From Creation, a track that was originally recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio back in 1976, but which has been released on 7-inch vinyl for the very first time now, as it was strictly a dubplate sound system tune back in the 70s and never saw an official release. However, its rhythm was utilised by Scratch at the time on his Super Ape album when he added a female harmony chorus. And so let's hear both versions back to back now, with first up the original From Creation.
From Creation. From Creation.
Rastafari.
From creation, I'm under the separation. I'm on a very tribulation.
Thank you.
Underground Roots indeed, as first up you heard Clive Hilton with From Creation, which was produced by Lee Perry at his Black Ark studio in 1976, but which, as mentioned, was only issued on dubplate at the time, but was later compiled by the Trojan label for their double CD release Apology in 2007, and which is now being released on 7-inch vinyl for the very first time via the Reggae Fever label. And then following that was Underground, which was track 4 of Side 1 from the Great Super Ape album, which came out on Island Records back in 1976, and which I'm guessing was performed by one, two, or even all three members of the Full Experience, who later went on to record a full-length album at the Black Ark, but which to this day remains unreleased. And so that brings to a close another jam-packed show, and just leaves me to say thanks very much for tuning in. And if you liked what you heard, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.